Hey guys, before we start today's show, if you haven't yet, please head over to YouTube, Gamer Daily News on YouTube, but there's another video dropping today. We're trying to do videos every single day. We've got a great format there. Come hang out, come join me over on YouTube. That's Gamer Daily News on YouTube. Now, to the show. Today is Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Star Wars is getting a photo mode, and Resident Evil 2 Remake is crushing it. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Very happy you're here. My name is X1. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, baby. Let's do this. First up in a news story over at Games Radar, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order photo mode is coming in the new update, and this is amazing. I don't know why every game doesn't just drop initially with a photo mode. It's super cool, especially in a game like Star Wars, where you've got crazy cool lightsabers. This is an absolutely gorgeous game. Photo mode should have been a given, but regardless, here it comes. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is getting a new update that will add a fairly extensive photo mode. Respawn has announced this. The update will go live today and also introduce an option to undo an addition to an unsightly addition to Cal's lightsaber automatically added after a story event. That's right, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order's new photo mode can be accessed by first enabling it via the settings menu, then hitting both LS and RS or L3 and R3. This will open up a laundry list of options to position your camera, make adjustments to the shot, and filters. Hitting R3 at any time while in the photo mode will reset any of the features you've added to the shot. The other major addition being added to Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is a toggle to, quote, remove a specific part of Cal's lightsaber, unquote. If you aren't sure what part Respawn is referring to, there's a part in the story where you get an addition to the lightsaber. You weren't able to remove that addition. I'm trying to say this without giving away any spoilers. However, now you are able to remove that addition. That's all you need to know. The update also adds a number of bug fixes to improve overall performance and gameplay. And you can check out the complete list of Respawn's official patch notes over on their website, over on the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order website. Regardless, a photo mode, I think, is the big news here. And I'm very excited to see the coolest Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order pictures, because they're going to be amazing. That game is gorgeous. Gorgeous. Next up in a news story over at Eurogamer, Tetris 99 update adds new team battle mode. That's right, Nintendo Switch exclusive Tetris 99 has an update ready to hard drop, and it contains a new team battle mode. This four-team mode is about being the last side standing. Choose a color before the match begins, and then work together to pick off rival squads. If anyone on your team wins, you win. The game's 10th in-game event goes live tomorrow and makes use of the new mode. The top 999 players will win 999 gold points to spend on the Switch eShop. Another new feature in the update is the option to spend tickets on unlocking past event themes, such as Splatoon, Fire Emblem, and Game Boy Tetris, which you may have previously missed. Tetris 99 is free if you subscribe to Nintendo Switch Online, the console's online multiplayer service. A new update, a new team mode. Tetris 99, here we come. And finally, we have a news story from PC Gamer, and that is that Resident Evil 2 Remake has blown past the original lifetime sales. Holy crap. I mean, that, I think, is just a tribute to how well of a remake this is, how good the original game was, and the adjustments. They redid this thing from the bottom to the top. It's beautiful. I've watched a lot of gameplay on it. I have some friends who have played this and just tell me how good it is. Resident Evil 2 is the first game, the original one, that made me go, wow, way back in the day on the PlayStation. It's amazing. Resident Evil 2 Remake shipped 3 million copies during its launch week and has been a big part of a successful year for Capcom. And now it's hit another significant milestone. That's right, Resident Evil 2 Remake is now more popular, or at least has sold better, than the original Resident Evil 2. Since hitting 4 million sales in March, Resident Evil 2 Remake sales slowed down a bit, but by September, it was just on the cusp of matching its progenitor, which boasted 4.96 million sales across its lifetime. Following the announcement of Resident Evil 3 Remake, Capcom noted that its predecessor, as of December, has already exceeded 5 million in sales. Congratulations, Resident Evil 2. Congratulations, Capcom. Rumors around the sequel, the reveal of Resistance, and a tidal wave of sales have clearly had an effect, bumping up the total by several hundreds of thousands of copies over the last few months. That also puts the lifetime sales of the whole series at a whopping 94 million. There's a decent chance we'll see it surpass 100 million in the next year. Along with revealing Resident Evil 3 Remake, Capcom also announced that Resident Evil Resistance, the 4v1 co-op spinoff, will be bundled with it and will be included at launch on April 3rd of next year. Very exciting. Congratulations, Capcom. Congratulations to the Resident Evil series. There is a reason it is selling so well, and that is because it is the marquee zombie shooter. And it's not a traditional zombie shooter. It kind of started off everything. So well done. Congratulations. I could not be happier for everyone involved. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for stopping by. Thank you for hanging out. I am X1, and I love doing this. And I just declared it. If you haven't yet, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. I love you guys. I will see you here first thing tomorrow morning.